Minerals are important for the human body. Nutritionists regularly recommend that we take in some of these minerals to help our bodies develop and maintain a balance. One of the minerals needed is iron, but too much of it can cause havoc. However, unknowingly, many of us are consuming harmful metals. Unfortunately, metallurgists who can help the situation are not being brought into the picture. Where and what are the dangers? Kingsley Ovintra looks at the dangers and their potential origin with a question: where did half the ladle go? The feature that won him the prestigious Journalist of the Year award.
For some, so long as rice is prepared, this activity is a pastime. It is an offense to throw away this part of the rice with its usually crispy nature, and when it is jollof rice, the attraction is higher. Why?
Because it's nicer than a normal one. Because it's harder than a normal one. It's nice chewing it.
But there is a danger unknowingly lurking at the base of the cooking pot if the right metal is not used.
According to medical experts, if you have excess iron in your body, in your blood, the body has a means of taking in iron but does not give out iron. So if your iron level exceeds certain level, in case you have hepatitis B, the current treatment will not respond to the treatment.
Felix Etimenu is a material engineer who had studied the composition of metals and the dangers of their misuse. His worry is that heavy metals may be leaching into our food slowly, and the greater fear is when it is iron and lead.
Iron is a carcinogenic material that can cause cancer.
It was time to sit up. Are we unknowingly scraping and consuming dangerous metals? What about those who never consume the crispy rice at the base of the saucepan? And that is where the danger light flickers. Almost everybody enjoys one food or the other prepared from maize. Kinki, banku, porridge, akmele, and others all come from maize. Millet and sorghum is enjoyed in a large part of the country. However, all these cereals make use of the cornmeal. The grinding plates used in the cornmeal is made of metals. Largely, the composition is such that experts in metallurgy will have no problem with them. But Professor Samuel Kofi, a metallurgist and material scientist at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, made a stark discovery in a recent research.
The problem with the cornmeal plate is the wear rate is fast, the fastest, as compared to the imported ones.
But this was not just an academic exercise. As I approached this busy cornmealer zone at this market in Accra, one operator was candid about it. The operator, who gave his name as Ethel Bright, acknowledged that they had imported and locally made grinding plates. The imported plates during very busy periods can last about 2 weeks, but the locally made plates under similar pressure can last just about 4 days. Occasionally, they get some local plates that perform quite close to the imported ones, but that is rare. According to Professor Kofi, the metal that wears off enters the food. A simple way of proving this is how the condo turns brown after about 3 days of being mixed with water. This is the metal that is rusting. A chemical reaction had taken place and produced iron oxide. Thus, if in the past the concern was about aflatoxins, now there is something more to be concerned about.
We conducted a simple research. Bought about 3 pieces of the imported one, another 3 pieces of the locally manufactured one, and we gave them to cornmeal operators to compare the rate of the wear for the two. According to the report, what we got from the two people, the one who was using the imported one, within a month, used a single plate. But the one who was using the locally manufactured one, replaced his 4 times. The problem with the cornmeal, locally manufactured cornmeal plate, is the manufacturing procedure and the selection of the raw materials. The people who are into this manufacturing, we have about 17 to about 18 foundry shops in Kumasi who are into manufacturing of this cornmeal plate. And these people produce more than 334,000 cornmeal plates a year by 17 cornmeal manufacturers.
Medical experts talk about iron overload if so much of this iron is consumed in food. Proven scientific research indicates that heavy metals like iron and lead deceive the body into thinking that they are calcium, so it is not excreted. As the heavy metal roams in the bloodstream, it causes damage. Lead, for instance, makes the production of hemoglobin difficult. Thus, the ability of the blood to carry oxygen to tissues is damaged. In the brain and nervous system, it gets attached to enzymes and makes them useless. Dr. Richard Wedding, who authored the book Poison in the Pot, The Legacy of Lead, is of the opinion that lead can contaminate every biochemical function of the human body. The danger with lead poisoning is that it starts in a way that is not easily detected. A lot of such metals can still enter our food through the saucepans in use. Who is checking which metal is being mixed before the final product?
Well, that was just an excerpt of the award-winning feature by Kingsley Obinchu.